acres, which is significantly less than the allowable density for an MR subdivision on this land. The project is consistent with neighboring and adjacent properties and will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or communities. Central sewer will be provided to the project by the City of Milford. Central water will be provided to the project by the City of Milford. The subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. In addition, the site's design has minimal impact on wetlands, and no wetlands are included within any lots. The applicant has also favorably addressed the items described in 99-9C of the subdivision code. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 80 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The stormwater management system shall maximize groundwater recharge and erosion and sediment control measures and shall comply with all state and county requirements. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. In addition, subject to DLDOT's approval, the entrance shall be relocated to where the dead-end cul-de-sac is shown on the preliminary site plan. In the event DLDOT does not approve the relocation of the entrance, a bermed landscape buffer shall be constructed between the entrance and the Greenlee property. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant, and the location of the streetlights shall be shown on the final site plan. Sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all streets within the subdivision. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. As shown on the preliminary site plan, there shall be a 50-foot buffer from Bowman's Branch. The development shall be served by central water and sewer provided by the City of Milford. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. A school bus stop shall be established at the entrance to the site with parking for at least 4 vehicles. The specific location of the bus stop shall be coordinated with local school districts and shall be shown on the final site plan. As stated by the applicant, the existing trees shall be maintained as much as possible with an additional reforestation area. Also, the area to the rear of Lot 1 shall be forested. The location of all forested and reforested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. Forested buffers shall be provided along every boundary of the site adjacent to the land used for any agricultural purposes. The location of these buffers and proposed vegetation shall be shown on the final site plan. Because the front of the site is considered an excellent recharge area, there shall be no more than one lot within the first 200 feet adjacent to County Road 619. The proposed fencing and landscaping adjacent to County Road 619, as depicted on the preliminary site plan, shall extend around the perimeter of the Greenlee property and for the entire frontage of the project along County Road 619. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve with the conditions stated, subdivision 2007-19, Ameristar Homes as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.